Whether you've been waiting a couple of weeks for the story to continue, or you've been binge listening, here's episode 5 of our intergalactic audio drama, which we call Roswell, B.C., Before the Crash.
It was quite some time before Neela came back out of her quarters. She didn't understand that I did what had to be done. It was obvious that her ex-fiancé had been placed in our path by the Metsis and programmed to let them know where we were and where we were heading. I couldn't let him stay on board.
I am sorry now that I didn't trust Neela enough to share what I was going to do. I think that hurt her more than my doing it. But at that point, I didn't know who to trust. It kept going over and over in my head that Neela's mother had Eddie tell me her daughter wasn't feeling well.
What could that mean? Could Neela have made up the whole story about her father and mother and the Metsis? I needed some more information. Eddie was surprised when I checked back in with her.
Eddie?
Hello? Oh my, somebody knows my name.
It's a good thing. I'm not sure she'd remember it herself.
What was that? I didn't quite hear what you said. And where are you?
Up here, Eddie, remember?
Oh, sure, Mr. Ryan. I wasn't expecting to hear from you so soon.
I just need to ask you something, Eddie.
Sure, Mr. Ryan. Anything you need.
Did you happen to get contact information from Neela's mother?
You know, it's funny you asked. She gave me a direct line to her and told me to let her know if she can help you in any way. Can she?
Eddie, I want you to have her come back to the office and tell her to bring her husband with her.
Her husband? Why?
I just need to check some facts, that's all. I'll visit with both of them over the security feed.
Eddie, just send me the time of the meeting and I'll set up the feed. That way we'll be sure it's all working right.
All right, I'll get right on it.
Thank you, Eddie. You've turned out to be quite a help. Keep it up.
Oh, I will, Mr. Ryan. Above and beyond. That's what I'm doing. Above and beyond. I'll let you know when they get here.
Whether or not it was Neela's brother, or if it was, whether or not he was running from the Metsi's control, we were definitely following the coordinates of somebody's flight route, and it sure seemed like he was making more than his share of pit stops along the way.
Hey, fill her up.
All right, mister. You're filling up with the finest space fuel in this part of the galaxy. Fill up will take a little while for a ship this size. Why don't you go inside and get you some snacks for the road? Or better yet, sit down at the diner and have a piece of pie. My mama's quite the cook.
Well, I suppose I could. Pie sounds pretty good.
You're listening to the Big 77. Here's Jason Shaw with Plantation.
Well, hello there. You don't look like our usual customer. You're younger and a whole lot better looking. And I saw your ship out there. That's a nice one. Real nice.
Thank you. It gets me around. Say, your son told me I should try some of your pie.
He did he? Well, he should know. He eats enough of it. You could probably tell that, though. I keep telling him that big belly's gonna catch up with him someday. He'll be filling up somebody's ship and drop dead just right then and there. You can't talk to these youngsters, can you?
No, I suppose not.
Of course, I guess you're one of them, huh? A big, strong, young man. Hard worker, I bet. Here's your pie. And the coffee's on the house.
Thank you. Looks delicious.
Oh, it is. It surely is. Where are you heading, mister?
I guess the most important thing about where I'm headed is that it's the farthest place I could find from my own planet. Plus, I know somebody there.
Running from the law, are you?
No, I'm running away from a group that made themselves the law. But they're nothing but criminals themselves.
I know what you mean, boy. I know what you mean. Are they chasing you?
They don't have any way of knowing where I am. I've already got more than a galaxy between me and home.
Well, you might be surprised. There's some pretty smart folks out there, and they might just be right behind you.
Here's Rocky Top.
Like the pie?
Yeah, I do.
Well, you need to wash it down with the coffee. Perfect combination.
I wouldn't drink that if I were you.
Junior, what are you doing?
You have me send people in here all the time, bragging about your pie. Well, I'm done. This boy here don't deserve to be nobody's slave.
What do you mean, slave?
I'm sorry about my boy, mister. Sometimes he just sounds like he's lost his mind.
I think I just found my mind. Listen, mister, your ship's all full, and if I was you, I'd skedaddle right out that door. I was just in time, because one sip of Mama's coffee, and you would have woke up on the next planet over. They've been needing slave labor, and Mama's been providing it. Well, it won't be happening no more.
Junior, you are gonna be in a world of hurt after I get through with you.
You think so, Mama? Think you could push around this big belly you've been griping about? You just try. Get out of here, mister.
That was crazy, Junior. That boy would have brought more than the last three or four put together.
Mama, I ain't backing down. You leave that boy alone, and there won't be any others.
What am I gonna do?
Whatever you do, it won't be with me. I'm gone, Mama.
Junior, no!
While Orb was discovering some tough truths about the far western reaches of his galaxy, I was still trying to put some pieces of my current puzzle together. I decided that I wouldn't know for sure about Neela until I spoke with her parents face to face, or as face to face as a security feed would allow. Eddie set up the meeting like we had told her.
Mr. Ryan, this is Neela's mother, Timbus, and her father, Lieber. I told you I put this meeting together, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Good work, Eddie. Hello, folks. Thanks for meeting with me. Neela's told us a lot about you.
I'm sure she has, but I'm afraid most of it is not the truth.
Maybe. Maybe not. What do you do on Derelta, ma'am?
Oh, not much. I help with some administrative tasks for the government here and there. But I'm mostly a homebody.
Is that right? Neela gave us the impression that you were pretty high up on the food chain and in pretty tight with the Metzies.
Oh my, what an imagination. Why would the Metzies want me to be in that kind of position?
I don't know. But I do know she's concerned for her brother. How is your relationship with your son, ma'am?
I'm not sure that's any of your business. But we are quite concerned about our son as well. He left some time ago without telling us where he was going.
And you have no idea why he would do such a thing?
Oh, no. I'm afraid he's under the influence of the wrong crowd.
Yes, I understand how one might find oneself under someone's sphere of influence. Lieber, sir, how are you doing?
Fine. I'm doing just fine.
He don't sound too convinced that he's fine.
Lieber has been under the weather lately. Just not at full strength right now.
Sir, is there anything you can tell me about Neela that would help me?
There's so much that could be said.
He asked me the question, Timbus.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry, dear.
Ryan, my daughter is very precious to me. When Neela and her brother were born, I think they broke the mold.
Broke the mold, huh? I'm sure that's true. Well, sir, we've been trying to take good care of your daughter. And hopefully we'll find your son. It'll be good to put them together again. I'm sure you'd agree.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Now I'd better get back to my job. Eddie, would you please see our guests out?
Sure, Mr. Ryan. But I can see them right now. They're right in front of me.
No, Eddie. I meant for you to walk them out of the office.
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. Don't you worry, Mr. Ryan. I'm taking care of everything. Until next time.
She gets more interesting all the time.
It wasn't Eddie that was the most interesting thing to me, Tolib. I think Neela has been telling the truth.
But she said her father was in some kind of prison.
Yes, the sphere. And I think they got him out and used some kind of threat to make him toe the line. But he got his message through.
What message?
Didn't you hear him talk about breaking the mold?
Oh, yeah. You're right. That's why you... Oh, yeah. Ryan, you're always way ahead of me.
We'd both better stay way ahead of the Metsies. They've known about this trip from the start. And somehow they keep finding our location. But the most important thing is, Neela has been telling the truth.
Well, decided to come out of hiding, huh?
So, you didn't believe me before?
Neela, I didn't know what to believe. You have to admit your story is very unusual. And remember, you lied from the start about why you were hiring us.
You're right, but why did you change your mind?
Let that be my secret for now. I know, you think I should have told her I'd just talked to her parents. Well, to tell you the truth, even though I was pretty certain she hadn't lied about her father, mother, and brother, I still had a sneaking suspicion she wasn't telling us everything.
This Dane was the hardest nut I've ever tried to crack. And there I go again, talking about her as if she was an object instead of a person. This case has started some kind of change in me that can't be explained as much as I'd like to. I'm starting to see that the female of our species doesn't appreciate being seen as just an object, whether as an object to be looked at or as an object to figure out. But I really was having a hard time knowing what to think about this case,
as well as Neela's part in it. Was it really about finding Neela's brother? Was it about stopping the Metsies? Or was it about some secret we had yet to discover?
Roswell, BC comes to you straight from Roswell, New Mexico. With very few exceptions, the voices you will hear in this series are Roswell residents. This episode of Roswell, BC is entitled The Parents and features the voices of Kyle Bullock as Ryan, Devin Bullock as Neela, Lynetta Zuber as Eddie, Tony Souza as Tolip, Jill Bailey as the feminine Ryan, Robin Haynes as Orb, Zach Anderson as the fuel attendant, Alethea Hartwell as the diner lady, Georgiana Samoes as Timbus, and Will Cass as Lieber. The Roswell, BC theme music was composed and recorded by Brian Hunley. The artwork for our podcast cover and posters is the creation of Logan Pack. Some of the special audio effects heard in this series are courtesy of Reliquwood Media. Plantation and Rocky Top by Jason Shaw have been used under a Creative Commons license. Roswell, BC was created, written, directed, and produced by yours truly, Boyd Barrett. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Overcast, Spreaker, or InTune Radio, and please leave us a great review while you're there. You can also visit our website at roswellbc.com. The story is headed your way.